This is Ed Sirwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for a week ending November 22nd. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 255.22, which was $3.06 higher. There were 746 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was about 150 loads lower than the previous week and almost 12% of the total volume. Comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, that was at 253.05, and that was $3.34 higher, and finally followed the daily trade, which has improved steadily the last 2 weeks. The total reported box beef volume dropped quite a bit on the heels of that price jump. There were only 6,310 loads sold, which was 758 loads lower than the previous week. The formula sales were fully steady at 3,430 loads, which was only 35 loads less than last week and 54% of the total loads sold. Exports, as reported on the weekly box beef report, are predominantly muscle cuts, and they were at 691 loads, and that was 127 loads lower than the previous week. 138 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 553 loads were shipped overseas. The round chuck and loin primal cuts prices have increased slightly to moderately in this last week. However, the rib prices increased very dramatically and set new high prices. They have jumped almost $50 since the first week of October. This rally is a normal seasonal event, since prime rib is the center stage for most company Christmas parties. However, the rib prices usually start dropping just as rapidly in early December after the buyers have purchased their needs for this holiday event. The most recent outfront sales were at 838 loads, and that was 440 loads lower than the previous week. Last year, we had slightly over 1,000 loads of outfront sales during the same week. The cow cutout and 90% trimmings both ended the week on Friday mostly steady to firm, both increasing less than a dollar. This mostly steady trend has been the case during much of the fall, due primarily to the demand for ground beef and the low slaughter cow numbers. The cow cutout was actually 234.26 on Friday, and the select cutout was 241.93, so they were $7.67 apart. That spread is the largest in many weeks. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live trade was $1 to $3 higher, and the dress prices were mostly steady to $1 higher compared to the closing trade late last week. It was at $2.67 to $2.68 this week on a light test. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 13 pounds lower at 1,295 pounds, and that compared to 1,276 last year. However, the percent heifers really jumped from 38% the previous week to 45% last week. A dramatic increase in the percent heifers always drops that average live weight. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending November 8th was 1 pound higher at 903 pounds. This is quite a bit above the previous year, which was 877 pounds last year, and the 5-year average was only 862 pounds. And the choice select spread end of the week at $13.29 would be roughly 50 cents lower compared to the previous week, so it's hanging in there pretty steady. Thank you. This has been Ed Sirwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.